fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men.
Thank you.
America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 26th day of April, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to John Moore Show. We're happy to have Deputy Hendricks with us to do the pledge this morning. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Leon. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well said, Deputy. As always, we're looking for any updates on COVID vaccine issues in your area, sir.
Well, today, John, this week there hasn't been a whole lot other than, as I've shared with you before, first responders are responding, seems like, constantly throughout our little county to different calls from welfare checks people have made for their some of their kinfolk around here to, of course, the ambulances responding directly to situations at particular residents and or and again, I know from talking to dispatch, it's not in response to an accident somewhere, you know, one of the highways or one of our roads here in the county. So it's just other than that, it's kind of, like I said before, a new normal as things continue to move in the direction that you talk about so often and as the situation seems to be picking up with the problems caused by the clot shot.
Roger that. Well, thank you, Deputy. Anything else before you get away from us?
Well, just as always, I want people to know that the products you offer at your website and on your shows is fantastic. I got to tell you, from the energy cleaner, the MyPillows, and the Terra essential oils, and those sheets I ordered that your grandson was selling last year, between those, I get such an absolutely good night's sleep and rest that I probably can't hardly stand it. Like you say a lot of times, I feel so good that it ought to be some kind of law against it, you know.
Right. But, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal.
Exactly. exactly. But the products are just wonderful. And as y'all get ready here in a few minutes, I know, to talk about the Terra Essential Oils, I tell you, that stuff between aches and pains, like I said, from that I get, as you know, from working around 39 acres of wooded land, there's always something going on. I actually go to work so I can get a break. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Because around here, there's constantly something going on. Y'all know that, you and Leon, from the, and other listeners out there in the Moore Nation. If you own a place, there's always something going on.
That's right.
So,
it's just
the way anyway, I appreciate y'all as always. God bless you and Leon and, of course, the Moore Nation. And as always, I'll talk to you. Well, actually, it'll be next month before I talk to you.
It will be.
And y'all have a great, again, have a great day. And, of course, Kudzewski.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. And we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer, United States Navy. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA essential oils to your life can help you have the healthy, full, productive life that we all want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Well, it's time for the prepper tip of the day, and that's to secure your supply of potassium iodine. Secure your supply of potassium iodine. That's used if in the event of a nuclear event, it will go to your thyroid and will fill up the thyroid with healthy potassium iodine, so there's no space left for the harmful, destructive radiation to cause harm to your thyroid. So it would be a smart thing to get that. There's not enough for everybody in the country to have it. Those that get it first, get it. Those that wait, well, they'll be too late, won't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And that applies to pretty much everything else right now. You can see with
it
all
does.
The food items going, you know, out of stock, or not only that, but the manufacturing places, has been over 15 that have been hit by arson, and even in a plane crash at General Mills. So Sam Andrews was talking about, you know, the statistical anomalies. It's only happened 7 arsons or fires have occurred in the last 30 years. And there's been 15 in the last 2 weeks. And so that is a huge, it's like 1 in 100 quadrillion chance of that happening nationally.
Well, I think by the 4th fire, the National Guard should have been surrounding all these production plants to protect them. They shouldn't have got to the 5th fire. But I'm not in charge. If John Moore was in charge, I would have had the National Guard surrounding those places after the 4th fire, because I would have had an advisor say, Mr. Moore, this can't happen. But it did. Okay, let's do something about it. But moving on from there, Leon, I had a brief conversation last night with the Crawford County Presiding Commissioner, Mr. Leo Sanders, great guy. Republican. Of course, all our office holders in Crawford County are Republican. And I mentioned to him, I said, Leo, have you noticed that the obituaries in the Seattle newspaper now take up a page and a half, 2 pages, instead of 1 page, which they have for decades? He says, yeah, John, I'm noticing that. And it seems like not many people are. And so I said, do you know why? And he got this reflective look on his face. Well, he said, well, I guess it's COVID. I said, well, you're close. It's not COVID. It's the COVID vaccination clot shot. That's what's killing these people. And he got real quiet because he knew what I was saying was true. Because if it was COVID, that would be big news. But when people routinely die, what appears to be routinely die, of heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots, that's not newsworthy. It's just another day at the office when somebody dies of a heart attack, a blood clot, or a stroke. It's not newsworthy at all. People don't comment on it except unless they happen to be friends or family of the person who died. That was a response I expected. I've also spoken to a number of community leaders about the same topic. None of them, well, actually one did. It was a bank officer. And her husband is a healthcare professional, a paramedic. And he had already figured it out. And he told his wife, the bank officer, you know, what was going on, that people are dying. The reason they're getting the blood clots, the strokes, and the heart attacks is the COVID vaccination clot shot. Leon, I want to recommend to you and to all our listeners that they listen to Mike Adams' update he did yesterday. That will be Monday, April 25th, situation update. He goes into some detail documenting what will be going on involving the COVID clot shot and the 5G, and pulling together some things that we've all been aware of, such as the warnings given at various agencies about zombies in the past 10 years or so, that we all thought was a flight of fancy on the part of these government officials who typically don't have a sense of humor. It was a flight of fancy that they were attempting to do. But it turns out the documentation is showing otherwise, that it was not a flight of fancy that we were warned 10 years ago about a future zombie apocalypse. That apparently when the 5G is triggered in just the right manner, 3 1-minute pulses spaced apart, at just the right type of pulse, just the right type of strength, that when these pulses are released, individuals who got the COVID clot shot will have these poisons released inside their body that will turn them into what amounts to a zombie. So, Leon, I want to recommend to you and to everybody that they listen to Mike Adams' update of yesterday, Monday, April 25th, to get the details. I'm just kind of giving a very brief overview here. Well, Leon, what updates do you have for us?
I'd say the most important one is, you know, anybody who's, you know, within a state or two of Missouri to attend. I mean, if you're truly into preparedness, Sunday, Sam Andrews is having an event in Washington, Missouri at 5 o'clock, and it is a free event. There's no cover charge. They are taking donations for food. And I've sat through his four-hour class on the information, the 200 actionable, executable steps that you can do to improve your life, liberty, and property. And so and he goes everything from the political realm all the way down to the exact night vision or thermal vision that's required and or that's the best for you, and everything in between, food, precious metals, gasoline, water storage, you know. And we talked about all those things. So, you know, he has had 2 days to perfect it, and it was very, very good and very insightful. And so my friends that are out of state, they've asked me, hey, can you give me your notes? And I'm like, you know, you've got to be there. So he's going to be going over this information in the next month or two. But for people who are local, I'd highly recommend you go visit him and watch it firsthand, because there's so much information to glean from him. And every time I took notes, that the things that I realized that I either didn't have or I can improve on, I would just I'd write the information down and put a dollar sign by it saying, that's a purchase. So, I mean, there were things as inexpensive as a Fresnel magnifier, and that's, you know, $5. And then you can go to the other end of the spectrum. That could be a night vision and a thermal. That could be $6,000. So it really depends on, but even for people who think they have it all, after they listen to this information, they will see latent gaps in their arsenal and their inventory. So that's the biggest thing I'd say right now.
Okay, well, since you brought this up, give us the location. I know it's later than 5 o'clock. I think Sam's...
Yes, sir.
Well, there's a presentation before Sam that starts at 5. I believe Sam's part begins at 6. And this is coming Sunday, the first day of May. And what's the location?
Yes, it is. Give me one second. It's the Bush... J.B. Bush Event Center at 108 Business Avenue in Washington, Missouri.
Okay, repeat that again slowly, because I don't want any emails and phone calls, please.
Got it. Juliet Bravo Bush Event Center, 108 Business Avenue, Washington, Missouri.
Okay.
Sunday.
Roger that. Well... I plan on being there myself. That's the current plan, and Leon and I might be riding together. We'll see. Scheduling is an issue, but it'll be a good event, and everybody who attends, I'm sure, will get a lot out of it. Leon, the criminal behavior of the people that we should be relying on is phenomenal. The Center for Disease Creation, the Food and Death Administration, Anthony Fauci, they're involved in creating the worst crime in human history. It's taking place right now. It's not all that obvious to most people most of the time. It's routine things happening. Oh, Billy Bob had a heart attack. Oh, Sally Mae had a stroke. And isn't that too bad? But reality is, Billy Bob and Sally Mae were murdered because they volunteered to take the clot shot. And this is happening to, it will be happening to millions of people all over the planet, and is already happening to millions of people all over the planet. So our job, Leon, my job and your job as broadcast journalists, you're a broadcast journalist with me 3 hours a week here at Republic Broadcasting, is to warn people, if they haven't got the clot shot, to not get it. If they have, don't get a booster. There's a possibility that the original clot shot was just a saline solution, not the real deal, isn't it, Leon?
That is correct, because think about it. If it was, you know, everybody says, well, if it's that bad, then everybody would be dead. Well, if you kill everybody, and after you see 15, 20 million people dead, you're like, I'm not going to go in to get a shot. So obviously they had to delay it. So they said, oh, yeah, that was just a coincidence. Remember, everything was a coincidence in their eyes. And if you've ever seen that, there's a most recent video I saw. It had a compilation of all their faux pas or their mistakes in speaking. And even Jan Psaki said, in the plandemic, and they went down the list of all the
I heard that. I heard
people
that.
Died. Yeah. And even Hector Ibarra, he said, this vaccine kills more blacks and Hispanics than any other racial group. And so, you know, and he's Latino. So the hypocrisy here is that, you know, it's okay, you know, we talk about a depopulation agenda, but this harkens back all the way to Margaret Sanger and her mentality of getting rid of the, you know, the weed racist. And, you know, she was the impetus for the Adolf Hitler and because when he saw everything that happened in America in the 20s and the teens, and he said, wow. And so we exported our hatred, and Mein Kampf incorporated it all. So, you know, it's that right now they're doing it as we speak.
That's right. That's right. Well, there's a growing body of evidence that the poison was placed in public water supplies. I learned over the weekend that Farmington, Missouri, which is that's the county seat of St. Francis County. It's the county just east of me, Leon. Mm-hmm. The majority of the public water supply comes from a vast underground lake that used to be a mine. It's the Bonterra Mine, which is open to the public for tours and scuba diving both. And St. Francis County had the second highest level of COVID in the United States. Now, I'm putting two and two together and getting four out of that is what I'm getting. There's no way to test the water because that water has long been flushed out and gone that had the poison in it, if the poison was in there. But I think that it bears looking into to determine if that, in fact, is what took place, don't you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, look how much investigation occurred with the lead poisoning of Flint. So I agree. That needs to be investigated.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
At Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I'm proud to say I am a doTERRA representative myself, as is Leon. And I use the oils every day. I use them around the house here. I do my laundry with the oils. I use them to help keep the bugs out of the house, to deal with mold issues in my guest house. They're just helpful, handy things to have on hand, ready to go whenever I need them. And if you want to get started with the oils, like I use mine every day, well, here's real simple. First of all, go to my website. That's thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. Do a little shopping there. And determine which of the kits, that's K-I-T-S, Kilo, India, Tango, Sierra, which of the kits best suits your need. The larger the kit, the more money you save. And go ahead and buy that. Moving on from there, you're going to want to get two different editions of the same book. That was a simple two-word title. The title is Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 13th edition. Why two different editions? Well, the 5th edition says things the Food and Death Administration won't allow us to say in the 13th edition, which has all the latest oils. Last but not least, Leon is on standby. when he's not taking care of the baby chicks or doing some other activities around the ranch there. To answer your questions about, Leon, how do I get started? What do I need? Which oils do I need first? Leon, I'd like to start a home business. Can you help me? He'll help you with both those things, won't you, Leon?
Absolutely. And even, in fact, even yesterday, my phone number is 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
That's
and,
right.
I was at the store, and this man saw my beefed up. I believe you see my Dodge truck with all the bells and whistles, night vision, maybe. Yeah. So this man said, I love your rack, and he's probably in his late 60s, and we talked, and he said, did you build this? I said, no, but I had it designed. I these are all my specs. He said, I like this, and then we talked, and he said, I'm retired, and I used to be a truck driver, and then somehow he got out and he said, yeah, I have skin cancer, and I'm using CBD oil, right? And I said, what else are you doing? Are you taking all the chemo? Are you taking the poison and the surgery and the radiation? He said, no, I'm not doing that yet. And so he said, I'm using this other stuff. I said, well, if you're open to natural healing, I have some ideas. And I said, I have some solutions. And so I said, hey, I'm not only going to focus on doTERRA, but we're going to talk about everything, the diet, and how, you know, sugar feeds cancer. So you're going to have to change a lot of these things. And so when I told him all this information, he said, I said, CBD oil is very good for some of the pain. And then I didn't even get in depth about the frankincense and lemongrass, but I'm going to send him, I've already sent him the information as I was departing. So he's able to read it and he's going to be able to see it firsthand. So, I mean, every day I run into people that have issues, and cancer seems to be one of the most prominent ones. And now it'll be much, much worse because of the vaccine. The amount of cancers have gone up exponentially. I think it's 3,000% has increased in the military, the people who've taken the shot. So and as much as people say, well, it's not a big deal, 1 in 2 Americans will get cancer. One in two American men will get cancer, and 1 in 3 women will get cancer at one time in their life. So it is important that you protect yourself, and there are oils that can help protect yourself, as well as diet and numerous other things. So we're going to talk about Ty Bollinger, and he has, you know, everything Royal Rife, the Gershom technique out of Canada, and all these others. Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski. So, you know, I give him as many options. I said, the more options you have in your arsenal that you can apply at this, the big C word, the better. If you just want to go singularly with radiation, that's totally your choice. But if you want to survive and not have quality of life that goes down the toilet, then look at all the options, period. And he was like, yeah, I can't wait to call you once I read this information. So it was nice to see that.
Right. I know Ty Bollinger. I had a lengthy dinner with Ty in Dallas, right across the table from Ty. Great guy. I think his wife has taken over most of the public appearances. But Bollinger lost several family members to cancer, and he got motivated to travel the world and look at both cancer and cancer cures all over the planet. Great guy. He's doing great work.
Yes, well...
As I know, and many people know, all individuals have cancer cells in their body. It doesn't matter if you're a 20-year-old Olympic athlete or an 80-year-old retiree. Everybody has cancer cells. And our immune system, our healthy immune system, kills those cancer cells before they can take hold. Of course, compromised immune system means the exploding cancer, and that's what's going on with the clot shots. The clot shots shut down your immune system, and that's why the cancer explodes. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Revised and updated last week to make things easier and quicker to find. That's always a good thing. I'm doing more private consultations than ever, typically 2 a week right now. I think that's still going to be 3 a week. The purpose of a private consultation is to help people get the clarity, gain the focus, receive the information that they need to make major decisions. That's the whole purpose of a private consultation. Coupled with about 40 or so real estate listings at my website, properties here in Crawford County, nearby counties of Dent, Phelps, Texas, and so forth. You'll find all that at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, for all energy cleaner owners out there, be sure and check out the Micro Plush Throws. You already have energy cleaner. The Micro Plush Throw will give you additional benefits because you can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat, and get more exposure to that wonderful healing signal of the energy cleaner. You can order your Micro Plush Throw calling my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about the events today. Leon, I just found out in the last few minutes that Mel Gibson has a new film that will be released sometime next year, The Passion of the Christ 2. It looks like a very spectacular film that I know I'm going to watch it, and I think all Christians would want to watch this as well. I'll send you the trailer here, Leon, so you can take a look at it yourself. It's pretty phenomenal. Passion of the Christ 2, and here I'm forwarding it to Leon. Pushed forward here, put Leon's address here. It helps to spell your name right, Leon, doesn't it? Leon. Okay, Leon at obundance.com. Push send, and you got it, Leon. The Passion of Christ 2 trailer. You should have it here momentarily.
Which is crazy because you already know what he resurrected. So I'm thinking, what are they going to do? Unless it's going to be Book of Revelation, he's returning and he's no longer a suffering lamb. He's coming back to kick butt in the forces of evil.
That's kind of the impression I got from watching the trailer. You know, I've been a big fan of Mel Gibson's work for decades, and he's kind of a outcast of Hollywood because he doesn't go along with all the Hollywood political correctness. He's his own man and does great work and makes great films. So people can watch the trailer, and when the film comes out in a few months, they can watch it for themselves. Leon, there's been speculation about being the end times for decades, if not century. Every time we have the end of a millennium, Christians think, oh, this, Jesus is going to show up and so forth. It hasn't happened yet. I'm no Bible scholar. I don't speculate on when Jesus is going to return. But I do find it fascinating, the whole concept. And I think we need to be aware of what's going on and be prepared to take care of our loved ones, because the whole paradigm of people, you know, being lifted out of here spontaneously, I think is it's not based in biblical truth, I don't believe. So I encourage people to, you know, don't fall into that trap that they'll be raptured out of here and won't have to worry about it. I think you're going to end up in a lot of trouble if you fall into the rapture paradigm, won't you, Leon?
Yes, sir, and that's only been around for 150 years. Matter of fact, the other person we bring in, Dr. Ted Brower, has done extensive research pertaining to Darby and Scoville Bible and how that was foisted on Western civilization, especially Europe and America. And so, you know, it would be awesome if, okay, everything hits the fan, we're gone. But one speculation I have is, you know, they in the Bible it describes the great apostasy, where people fall away. And I'm like, well, how would so many people leave the Lord if they weren't disappointed, thinking, I'm not supposed to be in here. I'm not supposed to deal with radiation. I'm not supposed to deal with war, even though the Book of Revelation, you know, describes it, you know, ad nauseum about, you know, how a third of people will die in one day. The waters will turn to blood, the rivers and the streams, and the ocean will turn to blood, just like in the Exodus, or just right, like during the Pharaoh's time. So when I hear people say that, it's like, you know, that'd be awesome. But if you think that's going to happen, and it doesn't happen, you know, be mentally prepared for it. So many people are like, oh, no, that's not what I believe. That's not what my pastor says. And I'm like, okay, well, right, if nobody knows,
I agree with you, Leon. I don't want to dwell too long on it, but rapture theology is a uniquely, and I say uniquely, uniquely American theology that is only believed in and promulgated by Americans and American missionaries wherever they might go. But I don't want to dwell on that because it really serves no purpose. What would serve a purpose would be to encourage people to have a healthy lifestyle, incorporating the doTERRA oils, so they can be prepared any day and every day for what's coming, because we don't know what they have in store for us. We know the possibilities. We don't know which one they're going to pick first or when they're going to implement them. I woke up the morning of September 11, 2001, thinking, well, I'm going to be going to the memorial service for my dear friend, my mentor, Mr. Charles Shaw, who died the Friday before, you know, only to have my world and everybody else's world turned upside down before coffee break at 10 a.m. So things can change very quickly, can't they, Leon?
Yes, they can. And right. Yes, and it does change. I mean, even though the COVID, it was a gradual, you know, oppression. I mean, they were setting the stage with the NDAA and the Patriot Act, and we just go back in time. And I don't know if you've ever read that book called Unintended Consequences by John Ross. And
John Ross is a friend. John is a very dear friend, and of course I've read the book, and I know the guy. I know the man whose photograph appears on the cover wearing that uniform. The identity of the woman is a carefully guarded secret, by the way. Not for lack of me trying to find out. I think I might know who it is, but the identity of the woman on the cover is a carefully guarded secret. But that's a great book to read. Unintended Consequences by John Ross. The first half of the book is kind of a docudrama based on historical events. The second half of the book is fictional based on the first half of the book and the possible consequences of the first half of the book. So, yes, I know the if you maybe I'll introduce you to John Ross sometime. You and the two of you would really hit it off.
I love that.
Regardless, yes. Well, the premise of what we're talking about right now is to be ready all the time. I'm ready all the time. Leon's ready all the time. Many of our listeners are, and some aren't. It's just the nature of people being people. And there's always more to do, regardless of how ready you are. As ready as I am, I've got more to do. And Leon, as ready as you are, you have more to do as well, don't you, sir?
Absolutely. And, I mean, as much as I love going to Sam's class, you know, classes, and I went to four more than the last week, it's like, wow, I just, you know, push everything back to 4 days in this case. And because it's, you know, 75 miles away and I have 90 chickens, but, you know, there's a lot of work and I'm doing the garden. And I have, you know, 200-pound potatoes to get in, and I have four trees, and I have 150 saplings. I still haven't done the inoculating the wood logs with all the mushrooms, so it can have, you know, mushrooms for years. Reishi. I have 18 different variety or species. So, and I have worms. I have 800 worms coming today, and I have to set up the two vermicomposts. There's so many things to do, and when you're by yourself trying to accomplish all these things and still maintain operational security without inviting everybody on the planet, I could pay everybody to come down here, but then the problem is I lose OPSEC. So that's one of the challenges I have.
It is absolutely a challenge, but you're meeting that challenge. And hopefully you'll get some more people there that are supposed to be on their way. And I'll do what I can to encourage those folks without mentioning any names or where they're coming from. But it's imperative that you get the extra help there, isn't it?
That's what I mean. We could be just getting by, or we could be, I wouldn't say thriving, but in a grid-down scenario, if you have all your stuff together and you have security intact and everything else is incorporated properly, the transition would be much less daunting than to be, you know, I can just in Sam's cases of the classes, you know, each night I got 4.5 hours of sleep, and it was funny during his actionable steps. Need a minimum of 6 hours of sleep. And he talked about how after, you know, 6-7 days, the Russians had done tests, and they found out all the people who were prohibited from sleeping died. They not only hallucinated before they expired, you know, they would have prisoners then gulag, and they were just in Siberia, and they didn't really care about it. They don't care about any people in. But what happened was that as they did their tests, they could see how much exhaustion people could deal with until the body just died. And so, even driving home that night, I was exhausted, and I was thinking, wow, I was going to pull over in one of the side locations and just take a nap, because I was like, I was just physically exhausted. And then when you're learning so much information, it's like drinking from a fire hose, and it is so encompassing. He's not a one trick pony. A lot of people, you know, they're really good in one aspect, but he covers the entire gamut. And his political acumen is incredible. And so, you know, in most cases, you know, I just dismiss it because my attitude is, hey, I know we're going to have changes And once this regime is resolved, or if there's going to be a catastrophe, we're going to have to rebuild it based on a constitutional republic and having term limits. So these money-grabbing profiteers can't just get into office and become, you know, a 100-millionaire like Pelosi has, and all of her husband who has all these China connections. And so it's incredible. So, you know, as much as I want to make these changes occur now, my attitude is, hey, we've gone so far down this road that I'm going to focus on what we have to do to rebuild, and I will assist with the politics and getting the sheriffs on board. But, you know, that is not my biggest priority right now, because, you know, I can go tap dance with everybody else there, or I can actually get food production going now, and that's my highest priority.
Well, you have to achieve a balance between the two, and my observation is that you've achieved that balance by keeping your priorities squared away, and I do my best to do the same thing, Lynn, to keep my priorities squared away and maintain that balance between the different goals and objectives that we're attempting to meet here. And I guess I should mention that we got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, I'm preparing my next order of doTERRA oils, and I'll be getting a bigger stock of Melaleuca to deal with the mold situation in my guest house, which is now under control. Thank you to the doTERRA oils. We're going to be weatherizing the guest house to keep the moisture out and improve that situation even better. That's where my TV studio is now, is in the guest house. It's nice to have the space to set it up properly without being so jammed up against the walls. And I'm doing 2 hours of TV a week now with Doug Hagman, and I'll be doing an hour with Mike Adams here soon, and hopefully doing some more of that as well. I should mention I'm going to have Clay Clark on with me a week from Thursday, the last half hour of the show. That would be first Thursday of May is when I'll have Clay Clark on with me. Now, there's a guy with a brain on fire. I don't know if you ever heard Clay talk, but he's a young guy and very bright, and he talks way too fast. But that's just Clay Clark being Clay Clark. Leon, the spring planting season is already here. You've already got your seedlings out, or do you, sir?
I have some of them. I also have some growing in the house. And with how much water we've been getting inundated with, I still have to cut down all my cover crop. Right now, my chicks love the cover grass, the rye cover grass that I have, and so do the deer. And so I've done it many times, which I look out and I see footprints. And so what I have to do is knock this all down, and I'm just going to start planting. But I want to get the things that are already most crucial and get that done. So that I have to go pick up a bunch of coconut core and vermiculite I have waiting at my store or my pickup location. And so I'm going to do all that, finish the potatoes, set the rhubarbs, do the onions. I'm going to get these things in, and then I'm going to transplant everything that's in the house outside. And then I have to finalize my garden planning. And so there's so many things I have on my agenda to do, but I'm so much happier now that the chicks are outside. And they have the capacity to go out and see the world as compared to just being cooped up in two kiddie pools.
So what are the chicks now? 2 weeks? I've lost track.
No, they're 4 weeks old, and I picked up 8 more.
4 weeks old.
A friend
okay.
of mine. Okay. Yes. So actually, it's 5 weeks today. So yes, it's 5 weeks. It was funny. We were celebrating their birthdays with, you know, special treats, and now they're sitting on my knees and just looking at me like, and they're so close to my face, and I know about salmonella. I hear people talk about that. Don't get too close. And I, you know, I have spray bottles of hydrogen peroxide, and I also have the oil, so I can spray on guard and things like that. But it's funny to see them, you know, sit on my gloves and sit on my knee and just look at me, and I'll give them mealworms, and it's like the way I hear from people is that mealworms are like M&Ms or like crack. They just love it, and it's just funny how much they run around and jump over each other. Get to it. So I'm using it as an enticement to come sit with me, talk to me about what they saw the first day in life.
Well, if you're giving these little chicks mealworms, you become their daddy.
Exactly. That's what I describe myself as.
That's fun.
And matter of fact, we're also a friend of ours. We're going to be building a chicken tractor. So once they get used to being outside in that location, I'm going to grab probably half of them, and then put them in the chicken tractor, and then we're going to start going down the road, and just they'll be able to eat ticks and get rid of all the pests, and then 2 days later I'll move them again, so that you get the manure, the chicken manure droppings, and they will get the nutrition from the grass and the dandelions. And it was funny yesterday, I saw these dandelions about the heads were about to pop, and I grabbed a bunch of them. I'm like, I guess I'm the only person in America right now picking dandelion heads with night vision and thermal and an AR, with AP rounds.
I have no doubt you're the only person in the United States doing that, sir. We have a break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonet.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many may have gone.
Oh, all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Lynn, here's what you're going to find. I know you're new to South Central Missouri. The heat gets turned on typically sometime in June, mid to late June, you'll find the following, that you're going to want to get out to do whatever outside work you need to do. When there's enough light to see what you're doing, of course, with thermal vision, you may not need all that much natural light. But get out there when there's enough light to see what you're doing and work until, maybe 10 a.m. or so. That's when the heat really gets going. And then take a break until the sun starts to go down. Once the sun goes below the horizon, you've still got an hour and a half, 2 hours of daylight left. But the temperature drops really quickly. The heat of the day and combined with the humidity will just put you down really quick in terms of your energy, your strength, your ability to work in the direct sunlight anyway. So something else you may find is, at least for myself, I wear light-colored cotton clothing, long sleeves, a wide-brim straw hat to protect from the ultraviolet. So that's what you got to look forward to, Leon, as the season moves forward, sir.
Got it. And yes, and I remember doing that up in Idaho. There were times in July and August it was 115 degrees up in the mountains, and that happened for like 3 days. But for one week, it was like 100. And I was like, you know, and I can stay up late in the evening, but with the minute heat, was that oppressive? I agree. And I've talked to people, and I can see why the kayaks sell so much around here. And I pass over the Big Piney and all these rivers on a regular basis. So I'm thinking about making, splurge this month and grab a two-person kayak. And, you know, but I also have to have somebody to, you know, to pull out the move the vehicle and the because if you would drift down 15 miles, you're going to have to get back somehow. So it'd be nice.
Yeah, there's commercial operations that will help you with that. Otherwise, you're going to have a friend to make sure that you get picked up at the other end. That'd be a long walk back.
Long walk.
And you're not going to walk 15 miles with a kayak on your back, at least not very easily or very quickly, even though they are lightweight. These rivers are very popular for people to use with canoes and kayaks and various rafts and so forth around here. Thousands and thousands of people come to Crawford County and around surrounding areas in the warm weather to hang out on these rivers. It's a great pastime, and I'll tell you, once you're on these rivers, things haven't changed just in much of these river stretches since Davy Crockett was here. They look exactly the same. Here's our break. We'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Stay tuned.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.